Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We turn our hearts to you, Jesus, now in prayer. I turn my heart to you as we meditate on your gospel, on your sacred heart, on your heart that bleeds for love of us. And so I believe in that heart. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe you want to reveal your heart to me today as I delve into the scriptures, as I delve into my own heart, bring it before you and listen to you speak to me in my heart where you dwell, thanks to the grace of baptism, that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, of the Father and of the Son. I have in my heart your presence. So I turn inward to discover you as well as to the scripture. Speak to my heart, Lord. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. I believe that you're present. I hope in that love, hope in that presence, hope in the power of your spirit to speak to my heart. I hope in the love of your sacred heart that can reveal itself to me in this prayer. And I love you, Jesus. I love you more and more as I see how much you love me on the cross, as I see how much you love me in the day today with all the gifts and the blessings, the way you've been present to me. Thank you. And I open my heart to you. I humble myself before you. I listen to you. I humble myself to not come before you with airs of how I'm going to explain myself, how I'm going to use my intellect to dig into these truths and unlock them. I come humbly to open my soul, reveal, speak, help me to understand your truths, which are so far above me, your ways, your thinking, so far above the way I think. So elevate me, Lord, transform me, open me to your divine inspiration. I'm grateful, Lord, for the way you'll speak. I know you will. Well, you'll speak to me today in this time of prayer. And now I turn my imagination to John 19, 31, 37, to let Jesus speak to me through putting myself in this scene, a scene of crucifixion, a scene of pain, a scene of where God apparently is victimized and destroyed at the hands of men. Since it was the preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. And eyewitnesses testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he's speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. There's so much theological depth to this passage, culmination of John's gospel, that the sacrificed lamb, the lamb that was worthy to represent the people, to be sacrificed in representation, in expiation for the sin of the people, had to be unblemished, spotless, with no legs broken, with no bones broken, beautifully pure and unblemished. And John makes it the point that this Jesus didn't have any bones broken, was already dead when approached by the apostles, that his sacrifice was pure like the lamb. But Jesus, I'm struck by the contradiction of this, because far from unblemished, this lamb's body was mangled, was abused, was whipped, was lacerated, was destroyed, was the one who took upon himself the stripes, the lashes that we all deserved. So he was a victim that was so disfigured that we couldn't recognize him, as Isaiah prophesied. So yes, he was the pure and spotless and unblemished lamb. But then once presented for sacrifice, he became totally disfigured, took upon himself all of our sins, received the just wrath, the just punishment for what we had committed and done, all of the sins of all of humanity for all times. What would a person who is to assume responsibility for all the sins of every human being for all times, what would they need to suffer? What kind of penalty would they be given? How many life sentences would they deserve? It's infinite, impossible for any human to fully expiate the sins that all humans deserve, the justice, the condemnation, the incarceration that would be totaled up and given to one person to expiate everyone else. Humanly impossible. Unless that person was totally innocent and did it willingly, was divine and did it as a sacrifice, laid aside his dignity as God to take up an unjust punishment out of love. Only you, Jesus, could bridge that gap and wipe out what we ourselves could never wipe out. So yes, you were the pure, spotless Lamb of God. You were also the representative of all of us, the worthy representative that you could expiate all of our sins. And Jesus, as I look upon you hanging there, already dead, I'm also moved, Jesus, moved that of the other victims of crucifixion, you were the first to go. You were the strongest, the one who loved the most. You're also the one who probably endured the most before dying. But you gave up your spirit relatively quickly. So much so that when they come expecting to find you and then break legs so that you would die quickly, you're already dead. You've already given it all. Just like you said, Jesus, no one takes my life away from me. I freely give it over. You were the one that said, it is finished. You decided when you would go. And you gave up your life freely. No one broke your legs and took your life. You gave it up as a gift, freely. On your timing, not as any self-affirmation of pride, but as a evidence that, hey, I freely do this and I give it up in all of it until every last bit of blood runs out, until I've given it all and I die. It's a sign of your gift, sign of your generosity and your love. And I love that, Jesus. I feel so totally loved by you. Because you didn't turn away from the sins that I committed. You know me totally and completely with all my sins, and yet you still love me. And you still say, hey, let me take that from you. Let me take your place, Mark. Let me step in the gap for you, knowing it all, loving you in your poverty, in your sinfulness, in your rebellion, in your laziness, in your pride and your sensuality and all of it. I love you there. I take it upon myself and I go before the Father and say, Father, forgive him. He knows not what he does. Take me instead. Spare him. Open your heart, your life, the home of the Father. Open it up to him who's left, who's gone and spent all of your gifts, wasted them on a life like the prodigal son of rebellion, of debauchery. Take him back into your house. Have mercy on him. Jesus, that's what I see in your sacred heart. unconditional expiatory love. Not a love that judges, casts me out, says experience the justice of the Father. No, a love that says, have mercy. No, no, I'll take the justice of the Father. Enjoy the fruits of his love, fruits of his mercy, the fruits of heaven, which I've won for you, which I gift you freely, which you don't deserve. But what you deserved, I've paid for it already. That when I go up to the register, I find my bill already paid. Where someone says, you know what? No, it's already been covered. Thanks for your visit. And I find out that what I should have paid has already been paid by another, the generosity of another. Out of their hard work, they cover my cost. That's you, Jesus, paying my bill. And it's not just a meal. It's not just small donut. It's your whole life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, for your sacred heart, for your unconditional and unwavering and undying love. Help me make a resolution this day to respond in kind, to love like you love, Jesus, to pay it forward, to live that same sacrificial love for others during this day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.